Hi, my name is Scott Anderson, and you've reached my podcast. One of the things, and those of you who've listened to my podcast before know that I am a weather geek. I love weather technology. In part, that's because I grew up with a science teacher who loved weather. Weather and geology, two things that I still actually spend a lot of time personally dealing with. And important to me, but I do love weather stations, and I have a couple at home. One that I've been really enjoying lately, which is the new Weatherflow. Weatherflow does some interesting things from a home weather station that are kind of critical. And one of them is, you know, it tells you, actually, we'll send a notification to your cellular device saying, hey, by the way, it's raining right now where your station is. That's kind of useful because, you know, in the winter time, we tend to walk around 5 or 5:30 at night, and it's dark by the time we're walking, so it's hard to tell is it raining or not without a little help, and then, you know, as you go outside, you find out it's raining the hard way, right? So, you know, Weatherflow is an interesting product, and I really like their software. I really like how easy it is to set the device up. One of the things that they do, and most people who have a home weather station understand the rules of the sun and thermometers, but it specifically, you know, told you in setting up the station, hey, by the way, you should not put this temperature unit in the sun. Put it someplace where it's dark enough that the sun will not shine, as it were, on the device, because that modifies the temperature. I know my kids sometimes, you know, ask me, well, Dad, why do we have to have a weather station? And because you know, we live far enough away from the heart of the city where we're near that the National Weather Service, which has their station downtown, and it, a station that is greatly impacted by the reality of not only the concrete around, but, you know, the reality of cars and everything else. It's 5 to 7 degrees warmer in the city than it often is where we are. And it isn't always that, you know, it isn't always that that's the case. In the winter, it's actually normally, you know, 2 to 4 degrees, not the 5 to 7. But it is something to be aware of. So home weather stations are kind of a personal, you know, thing that I really enjoy, really spend a lot of time on. The other thing that I really spend probably an inordinate amount of time in thinking about is the reality of the technology of tomorrow. One of the things that I'm really intrigued with right now is the growing reality of the cellular device. Today, with 5G, you can do a lot more. There's just so many more capabilities, so many more potential things that you can do. But what's interesting to me in that reality is that people are moving towards the cellular device as the only device they carry. I was thinking the other day, I spent a lot of time looking at, considering, evaluating, and using my cell phone. I suspect if you'd asked me 10, 15 years ago, I probably spent, I would say on average, I spent between 10 and maybe a maximum of 45 minutes a day on my cell phone. I would bet that if you looked at it today, and by today I mean, you know, obviously, you know, right now, if you look at my time spent on the cell phone, that's changed. It's probably now closer to, I would say, you know, 50 minutes or excuse me, not 50 minutes. It's probably closer to 2 hours, maybe even 3 hours a day of actual time on the phone versus, you know, what it was 10, 15 years ago when it was, you know, a half hour on the phone. And I'm talking about my cellular phone, not my landline, because, you know, 10, 15 years ago, I was on the landline 2 hours a day. Now I'm on the landline, you know, probably less than an hour a day. So the shift has moved. Everybody moves to their cell phone. If you think about the shift in terms of the camera piece, right, everybody has moved to their cell phone camera. And I don't mean everybody, because I know a lot of people still use their cameras and still have cameras and take wonderful pictures with them. But the evolution to the cell phone has begun. And I find that interesting. I think there's some interesting changes that are going to occur as we look at the concept of not only information creation, but also the reality of information management as we move into the cellular age. Who knows? We might actually be on the cusp of an information age. Not actually in the information age, but getting close. My name is Scott Anderson. You've reached my podcast.